Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. And the Halloween decorations, guess what, are all gone. The cobwebs now are gone. The pumpkin over the door is gone. I made some progress there during the break, and some of the Halloween decorations are up. I've got the big, well, it's not really a cornucopia, but it's a big basket of fall stuff. Orange and yellow, and well, there are leaves in there and pumpkins and so on and so forth, and a beautiful flower here on the desk full of pumpkins and leaves, and we've got pilgrim hats and pieces of pumpkin pie and looks like turkeys all over the table there, and so much more to come. We don't just have a few Halloween decorations now. We have a plethora of Halloween decorations thanks to Pastor Craig, and we appreciate that. Did anybody get out their old Marion map there during the break and figure out where Arthur Treacher's was located here in Marion? And basically, the only way we're going to be able to do that now is to figure out what is on the property now. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you if you remember where Arthur Treacher's was. And this is all coming about because I read a story over the weekend that it's either the last or next to last Arthur Treacher's has closed in Marion. Now, the two questions I'm at are, has closed in Ohio. I'm asking, where was Arthur Treacher's here in Marion? And number two, what used to hang in their lobby? Right by the window that you would order your food at. Now, these are Marion questions. Does anybody remember? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, are you live from the near south side of Marion, or are you still at the location you and Angie were at on Saturday evening?
No, but now that I know it can be done, I might take the show on the road every morning.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, are you there? Hello? Well, we can't hear Adam. That's a shame. Adam will be coming up after I'm on this morning, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m., and then Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Try it one more time, Scott. Are you live from the near south side of Marion, or are you at the location you were at Saturday evening with Angie?
No, I'm here in the studio, but I think that after how well that went on Saturday night, that I might have to take this morning's show on the road.
Okay, yeah, it was definitely a different location.
You're in the car. It sounds like you're going to be here this morning.
Oh, yes. There will be a radio extravaganza now, invading the airwaves in about 55 short minutes.
So now, Adam,
don't want to miss that.
You said radio extravaganza on Friday, but you didn't tell us who was going to be a part of this radio extravaganza.
Well, you'll have to listen to find out. You never know. I mean, I might have some celebrity connections of my own. I might be coming from the Cleveland area. It might be a guy with a mustache in my car.
See, that's no good, because now, see, people don't know to listen. You got to promote it.
Yeah, well, I'm letting people know. Everybody listens to your show. I mean, we have the bus driver, we have Lee, we have all the other fine people that lend an ear, so you never quite know, but as I see it at this station, it's the listeners that are the stars. When they call, they are the stars of the show. So,
well,
I want to ask you something. I'm en route. Should I stop maybe at Walmart and get you a fruitcake? Maybe a pumpkin-flavored fruitcake? I know you're such a fan.
I don't think they have pumpkin-flavored fruitcakes, but no thanks. Okay. I'm not in the holiday mood yet.
I didn't know, because you only have that Diet Cola from McDonald's. And they don't have, if they can't cook up hamburgers, they probably don't have fruitcakes. So I didn't know if you wanted me to purchase one for you.
No, I'm good. I appreciate the sentiment, though.
But I actually like fruitcake, so. But there's a rumor that, you know, there's only really one fruitcake in the entire world, that it keeps getting passed down family to family because no one ever eats it. You probably heard that before.
Well, that's my feeling on it.
Okay, well, that's about all I had for you. Not a very exciting call today, but I thought maybe wake some listeners up. And yeah, you never quite know what happens when I sit behind the microphone. So we certainly encourage people to listen.
Oh, now what is that?
Well, I'm saying when I take the microphone at about 15 minutes after 10, we encourage people to.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying. Well, what's the secret?
Oh, well, I guess we'll find out, right? It could be that there's no secret. You never know. I could just be bluffing.
Well, that could be.
Maybe I could do my celebrity impersonations. I could kind of pretend what it would be like if the certain gentleman with a mustache were sitting across from me. That way we can practice so when he does come, because we know he will, we'll know exactly what to do with him.
Well, I don't know. Have you called up there recently?
The last time they hung up on me. I don't think that they like me, but they do the same thing to all of our listeners. They're not really picking on me. Yeah, they might think that our station is little. I think those people have little brains, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think Geraldo knows anything about it. It's just his people, they keep screening the calls. If he would just talk to him directly, I think he'd be on his way there right now.
Well, we shall see as time moves on.
Did you put an entry into your journal this morning?
I just, while you were on the line, I did. November 1st, 2021, did not hear from Geraldo. Start of holiday season. I'm going to note that in the journal here.
Yeah, we can call maybe Geraldo the day or something. I can think of a better word for that. Okay, well, I'm trying, believe me, and I do believe that he will be making an appearance in our fine city before long.
We shall see.
But have a good show, Scott. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye-bye. All right, and Adam will follow this show this morning. We really don't know what's going on there, who the guest will be, or anything of that nature. Now, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, too, today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Now, does anybody know where Arthur Treacher's was here in Marion, or what used to be in the lobby, hanging in the lobby, right by the window where you ordered the food? 740-383-9944. I know there have to be some people out there who frequented the Arthur Treacher's when it was here in Marion. Maybe there was. Maybe this is why they went out of business, because they didn't have the staff. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I have a question. On the wall, was it like a steering wheel thing to the boat? You know what I mean? One of those round...
That's
something I can come up with.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Not a steering wheel, but that's a good guess.
Okay, and then I have a question. Right there where Taco Bell is, I think... Right before that building is a salon canning. Maybe it was right along there. I'm trying to picture me running there, getting the food, and running back.
Well, see, I know that salon tanning building used to be something, but I don't remember what that was either.
See, I keep thinking it's because I didn't think the Cervix Center. I thought Arthur Treacher's went out way before it was built. And I'm getting it, not Wendy's, but right along that area, not up by really Taco Bell, but down just a little bit farther. But I might be off, but I can't think. I think I ran in there, and it seems, I'm not for sure if that wall plaque, if it was like a plaque to me. I can't remember.
Wasn't a plaque, but that's very similar to what it was. A plaque is close.
Was it gray? Was there any gray on it?
Not that I remember.
And I know it wasn't a pirate, what do you call it? I can't even think of the pirate. It wasn't one of those.
No,
I
wasn't.
I can kind of see it, but I just can't get what it was. I just can't picture it. It seems like, was it... Were you in Arthur Treacher's before?
Oh, yeah.
Was it on the right side as you go in? It was on the right side?
The right side. Right as you, the first thing you saw when you walked in there was the...
I couldn't get it. Well, what it was, I had gastric bypass surgery done. And a lot of times, I don't know if it was at that time, but I'd run when they wanted to order from there. They would call it in, and I don't know what they ordered, and then I'd just run and get it. You know, run in. You had to go inside. There wasn't any drive-through. Run in and get it. And you only had, like, I don't know if it's half an hour to eat, you know, and you had to run back. So, and different stuff. But I'll keep thinking because I can vaguely picture something there, but I just can't get what it was. So, But I keep getting it. I keep getting it more towards not up by where that bank is. I get it, you know, down below that, down by the Taco Bell, more down in that area, more towards Wendy's. I get it more towards that way. But I don't know. I could be off because I'll just keep listening and see.
Keep it. Yeah, maybe somebody will point it out. Thank
okay,
you. Bye-bye.
Then, goodbye.
Arthur Treacher's. Does anybody remember where Arthur Treacher's was located on Delaware Avenue here? We've got it narrowed down to in between the Marion General Outpatient Hospital now and where the Cervix Center is. It was somewhere in that area, but I don't know which property it was actually located on. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. And what was hanging in the lobby? Does anybody remember that? Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't it Arthur Treacher's right beside the little plaza? I mean, coming towards the hospital. It was a tanning and limousine service business.
Well, see, that's maybe, but I can't remember.
Yeah, that little building right there, that's where it was. I mean, it was this right before you get in that little, where Andrew's Pastry's in, right before that.
Right. So, now, next to Andrew's Pastry's, now, isn't that that bank now?
Oh, let me think here. No, I don't think there's a bank there. The bank is where KFC used to be.
Now, KFC was right across from Burger King.
Right, there's a bank there.
Yeah, okay, that's where the bank is.
Well, they built the bank, yeah.
Right, so then where was Arthur Treacher's
right?
In that?
It was just right behind Andrew's Pastry, that building before you turn into the plaza, best of my knowledge. And for the guests, I remember going in there, but I know I'm going to be wrong. I'm just going to say a Marlin Swordfish.
No, that's a good guess, though. But, you know, I don't know why this stuck out to me so much when I was, because I was young at the time. But when you when you walk in and you went up to that counter, you walked right in the door and the counter was right there and you went up to it. If you look to your right, there was this big thing on the wall and it was there the entire time. And I wonder what happened to it because I would imagine it was a fairly pricey item. It was a big thing. And
right.
Much like the pants at Depot Sales, which we can never locate, who knows where
right.
it went.
Right. All right. Well, I'll get off here because I have no idea what hung in there, but I would have swore it was right beside the plaza booth heading towards the hospital.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right, Scott.
Bye-bye. Well, looking for Arthur Treacher's, it has to be one of these places. Now, it doesn't seem to me like it was in the tanning salon or nail place or whatever that is, because I don't think that would have been big enough for Arthur Treacher's, because they did have dine-in. It was Godfather's and KFC and Ponderosa, and Arthur Treacher's was somewhere in there. All right, go ahead, caller.
Okay, Scott, I looked it up, and I got the address.
All right.
It said on the Google, it said Shoe World and Arthur Treacher's was at 1260 and 1270 Delaware Avenue.
Shoe World. Now, what in the world was Shoe World?
I don't know. I'm assuming they sold shoes.
I guess you're probably right there. But I wonder if that preceded Arthur Treacher's or came after them.
Well, they got two different addresses, so they had to be right next door to one another.
Oh, must have shared a lot there.
Yeah, they must have shared a lot.
So what's that's there now?
I have no idea what's in 1270 Delaware Avenue.
I wonder if they still have the same address, whatever business it is.
I would assume so. I mean, it's a mailing address. I don't think that changes, no matter what building's setting there.
Well, let me take a look here. I'll do a little Google real quick on that. Now, do you remember what used to hang on the wall at Arthur Treacher's?
Yeah. The only thing I could think of was the top of a lamppost like they had out there on the sign. The post, you know, the big post outside, they had the top of that lamppost out there, and it was all lit up.
Not the lamppost, but that's pretty good here. Now, see, 1270 Delaware Avenue. Oh, here we go. 1270 Delaware Avenue is Taco Bell.
Okay, well, they tore the Arthur Treacher's down and built that Taco Bell there, man.
They could write a song about that. Tore down Arthur Treacher's and put up a Taco Bell.
Yeah, I miss Arthur Treacher's, but they had really good fish. They had really good bologna sandwiches, too.
That's what I remember them for, and I'm not a big bologna sandwich person, but, you know, people talk about their fish and chips, and that was in the title, Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. But I remember people going there for the bologna sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times, if I didn't want fish, I'd get the bologna sandwich.
Yeah, and I don't know why that's been lost over time as well. Now, do you remember Arthur Treacher?
Yeah, I remember Arthur Treacher because I went there as a kid, and then I went there somewhat as an adult.
No, I mean, do you remember the person Arthur Treacher?
Oh, no, I don't remember the actual person.
You know, it's one of those weird cases where, you know, they used a person's name because I think they thought that would sell the business, but I think now people probably remember Arthur Treacher's more for being just a fish and chips place, but Arthur Treacher was a person.
Yeah, I mean, I assumed it was pretty much the same circumstances, you know, how they got Colonel Sanders to promote or started KFC, you know.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, Arthur Treacher was not, I don't think he cooked fish and chips. He actually had a career. It wasn't like Dave Thomas or Colonel Sanders where that was their career. This was actually, Arthur Treacher, I don't know that he ever spent a day in the food business, but I know he was a personality before these became restaurants.
So what you're saying, it was pretty much a marketing thing.
Yeah, I don't know if he had a piece of the business. I'm sure he did. But he was a pretty big star prior to those places opening up.
Something for me to look up sometime.
Yeah, look up Arthur Treacher. He's out there.
Find out what kind of career did he have? I mean, was he an actor or was he...
Well, yeah, I mean, he kind of did a lot of things. He was an actor. I believe he was in some movies with, I want to say it was Shirley Temple, but it was of that era, and he was an older English man. He was from England, and I want to say Shirley Temple, but it was either Shirley Temple or another well-known actress from that time, but he was in the movies, and he also did something else that people probably forget. I'm going to see if anybody remembers what else he did, because he had a movie career, but that all kind of fizzled out. And then, probably more about the time that Arthur Treacher's came in, he had this second career doing something else on television after his movie career was over. And also, Arthur Treacher's was famous for giving out the food place, giving out, like, cups and things with the name Arthur Treacher's on them that you could keep, glass or plastic cups. I wonder if anybody still has any of those.
I don't know. I don't remember ever having any.
Now, you don't remember what was on the wall. Well, hopefully we'll find out what was on the wall.
The only thing I remember about that place was the big, you know, the top of a lamppost.
Oh, absolutely.
That's pretty, and I remember it was, I could be wrong, but I kind of remember it was kind of green and yellow was their color scheme.
Yeah, I remember the top of the building was yellow. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember they had a big sign out front next to the road.
I remember the pole, you know, the pole, and it had the top of the lamp, and it was kind of set off the, kind of like it was cocked over a little bit, and it was their lighted sign.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yep, that. Well, hopefully we get these two answers. But yeah, search Arthur Treacher sometime because you will come up. He was a big star. I believe he was on those game shows back then. I've Got a Secret and all those. He was a fairly well-known guy.
Huh. Yeah, I'll have to look him up. Okay.
Yep. Thanks. All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, so there. Now we have two questions. Well, we found out where Arthur Treacher's was. It was 1270 Delaware Avenue, which is where Taco Bell is now. So that's where Arthur Treacher's was. The building's gone. But does anybody remember what Arthur Treacher did after he left the movies, or what was hanging on the wall inside Arthur Treacher's? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, wasn't he in, I think it was National Velvet, whatever, with Elizabeth Taylor?
He might have been. I know he was in a lot of movies, and he had a movie career, but when his movie career was over, he did something on television that sort of revitalized him, And I actually think that's where the fish and chips place came from, was his appearances on television doing something.
Oh, and the picture was golf. I don't know. I think something about golf, I remember.
Well, I don't remember.
What's the picture of him was it?
Yeah, well, I don't remember golf, but yeah, it was a picture of him. It was a big, probably, I don't know how tall it was, probably maybe 4 or 5 foot tall, big framed picture of Arthur Treacher. And I remember him in a suit, and he was just standing there, and I guess that was the selling point. But I wonder whatever happened to that. I wonder what happened to things like that and the big pants on Depot Sales Wall, because these were things that people really were interested in, and I hope they didn't just end up in the garbage can.
Well, back then, I would say probably, unless somebody, an employee wanted it, I imagine it was just probably thrown. But yeah, I kept thinking, and I thought, was it a picture of him? But I think he had something about golf, and I don't. He was on TV about something too, or
he was on TV. It didn't have anything to do with golf, but he was on pretty much every day, at least 5 days a week, doing something right at the end of his career. And he had this movie career, and then he got this job doing this thing on television. And I think that's where pretty much the fish and chips franchise came out of.
Oh, because I remember Elizabeth Taylor. The only thing I remember, he was in National Velvet, I think, with her.
He might have been. Do you remember what he did in National Velvet?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, I just remember him being a kind of a cranky Englishman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe somebody remembers, but it was a picture. You've got it right. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, goodbye.
Yep, there was a big picture of Arthur Treacher on the wall inside of Arthur Treacher's, right there by the counter. And I remember, in my mind, he was in a suit, just standing there. So we've now found out that it was a big picture of Arthur Treacher next to the counter. And it was 1270 Delaware Avenue is where they were located. That's where Taco Bell is now. So they tore it down and put up Taco Bell. Does anybody remember what Arthur Treacher did after his movie career on television that kind of revitalized his career and probably got him the fish and chips franchise? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, did you see where they tore down that USA Gold building and have started that, I forget what's going to go in there.
Well, I saw where they tore down the USA Gold building, but I have not seen much movement as far as building anything new there. Now, I thought that was supposed to be the new taco place.
Yeah, it's a Mexican place.
I can't remember. Somebody called in and said what the name of it was. I think maybe when Sarah called in hour number one and let us know what the name is, but I cannot remember. Oh, it's something taco.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know we were talking about it. You were talking about it on the radio a while back, and I just can't remember what it was.
I don't guess it's going to be open before the holidays.
I doubt it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that type of movement's going on over there.
You know, Wendy's on Delaware Avenue, boy, they got that up and going pretty fast.
Well, I'm sure they did not want to be closed for any longer than they had to.
Right.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is it Del Taco? Del Taco? Is that what's going in there next to Perkins, where USA Gold used to be? I think somebody said it was Del Taco. I've never been to a Del Taco. I don't even know where the closest one is. Maybe it'll be a hit, but that's awful close to Taco Bell. Does anybody remember what Arthur Treacher used to do after his movie career before he got in the fish and chips business? It was on television, and he was on television probably 5 days a week pretty much. 740-383-9944. What was Arthur Treacher's job at that point? And does anybody know anything about the Del Taco? I hope I've got that right. Del Taco? What does Del Taco mean? And I wonder how a Del Taco is different from a Taco Bell or a Victor's Taco. What's going to be the niche there that's going to get people going to Del Taco? Will it be just like all the other grand openings we have in Marion, where everybody rushes in there the first couple days and they're overwhelmed and then it's a nightmare? Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't he the co-host with Jack Parr?
Yeah, it wasn't Jack Parr, but you're close. That he was somebody's co-host.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you. Not Jack Parr, but yes, Hugh Downs was Jack Parr's co-host. But Arthur Treacher was the co-host on a talk show, like the sidekick. Like Johnny Carson had Ed McMahon, and Jack Parr had Hugh Downs. He was kind of the sidekick for somebody. Does anybody remember that? Go ahead, caller.
I'm thinking, was Arthur Treacher on? I'm thinking Merv Griffin.
Merv Griffin, yep.
I thought, was it Merv Griffin or Mike Douglas?
It was Merv. Yeah, Mike had the rotating sidekicks, but Merv had Arthur Treacher as his sidekick.
Yeah,
and
I
think that's where the franchises came from.
Well, I don't know that, but I remember years ago watching Merv Griffin, and I thought, seems to me he was on there with him.
He was kind of a cranky guy.
I don't really recall too much about him other than being with somebody, you know, and so.
Yeah. Do you remember him having a movie career?
Not so much, and I don't recall watching too many movies where he was in it, but I guess he did. He was English. I don't know if it was more English related.
Well, I was trying to think. I believe he was in some movies, and I want to say with Shirley Temple. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, I think you are right on that. I think, Shirley Temple.
But National Velvet, and honestly, I can't even remember seeing National Velvet, but I don't know if he was in there or not.
I don't remember that either. I've seen it a few times over the past several years, but no memory. Really not a whole lot of memory of Arthur Treacher in general other than that. And also the restaurant down there, because, Lord, we used to go up, you know, a lot. How come nobody says anything about that building just south of it was Marion Appliance at one time?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I don't
Before they moved to Waldo.
Really? So they were down here on Delaware Avenue?
Well, I thought so, yeah.
Well, it could have been.
And I don't know if they originally built that to be Marion Appliance or not, but I'm pretty sure they were, yeah.
Well, I was trying to remember, what isn't there like a tanning building down there now that used to?
Oh, there's been all kind of stuff in now. There's got all kind of different businesses like that. But the original, way back when, I'm pretty sure was Marion Appliance Center. You know what, Don?
Don Millard.
Yeah, I graduated with and then they built a bigger concern down to Waldo and did well down there until he passed.
Yeah, they had a great business, and they very well could have been out here. But I think Charlie Sins had been out there for quite a while too.
Well, that's true. But he would have been just on the other side of Charlie's shopping center there, and I wish I knew whether they originally built that, because I'm thinking in that cement block, or maybe not.
Now, am I right? Is it Del Taco?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what do they? Is it just like a Taco Bell?
I don't really know that much about Scott. I think they're all Bell Fountain. My son, who went to Florida this summer, they said they got one down there near where he was visiting. But I said, did you go in there? And he goes, no, we didn't. So I don't know. But they seem to be making good. They're making a way out there. Every time I go by, they're adding to it when they can, according with the rain and such.
Yeah, I was just surprised because I think that building was torn down somewhere probably in the beginning of summer. And
yeah, it took a while.
Yeah, I was surprised at how long it has taken because the building went down pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
But to get construction started on the new building, I thought has taken a little bit of time because I remember when Jimmy John's went up, that went up in the blink of an eye, and some of these other places go up so fast, like the Wendy's out here on Delaware Avenue. And so I'm surprised that here we are in November now, and really they haven't even, have they even started the building part of it?
Oh, I think that they're making their way. Every time I go by there, there's something they've begun. I don't know beyond that, but at this time of year, probably things move a little slower, I think, too. I'm not sure. I'm more aware of road contracting and that sort of thing, and I know there's a certain time of year that once your company's closed, that provides your blacktop and all that, once they close, then you're out of luck. You don't go any further, you know.
Now, do you know anything about, is there a fire station levy tomorrow?
That I don't know, but you know they bought that property out there on 95, just west of 98, right?
I don't know. I don't know if they...
I think there was a house out there, and I thought they bought the property in anticipation of putting something there. that's in my memory bank.
Well,
I don't know.
I do know a couple years ago, not all that long ago, maybe 2019, 2018, I do remember that it was on the levy, and it failed because I know they wanted to put a place right there, fire station, there on the corner of 98 and 95, but it seems to me that that never materialized. Well, I don't think it...
bought a property. It isn't right on the corner. It's a little further west, but there was a house there and sold, and I thought they bought that in anticipation of continuing, you know, to expand and that would be an excellent location, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully it comes to pass.
Yes.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. 45 minutes past the hour, 46 minutes past the hour here on this November 1st, 2021. Talking about Arthur Treacher's and Del Taco coming to the spot that used to be USA Gold, or U.S. Gold, out on 95 next to Perkins. But it's just moving a little slow, but maybe that is right. It moves a little slow this time of year. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have anything to say in regard to that, or what happened to the big picture that was inside the door at Arthur Treacher's. All right, here comes a call. And he was Merv Griffin's sidekick. Go ahead, caller.
The original Arthur Treacher's was North State Street, right beside Family Dollar. It's some kind of pizza shop now.
So there was another Arthur Treacher's in Marion.
That was the original back in '60s.
Really? So it was on North State. Is there a Family Dollar on North State?
Family Dollar's across the street from McDonald's, kind of catty corner from McDonald's.
Oh, North Main.
On North Main.
North,
right.
Main, yeah.
Right.
There was an Arthur Treacher's down there by McDonald's on Main Street.
Right next, north of Family Dollar.
Isn't that
right
interesting?
Next door.
Now, did it do a good business?
There's crowded. I like going there.
Now, when you went, did you go for the fish and chips or did you go for the bologna sandwich?
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips. But do you remember the bologna? It's the only other restaurant other than the GNR that I ever remember doing a thick bologna sandwich.
No, I do not. But, and there used to be a Hardee's roast beef on Fairground Street at the old car wash. I don't know if you remember that, but
now,
that's been...
Yeah, that I do remember. I never understood why that did not go. Because it was the only fast food restaurant, a drive-through window at that time over in that area. The grocery store survived, the gas station survived, the video stores survived, but Hardee's didn't, and I could never understand that.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's been a while ago for both of them, but I remember quite plainly.
Do you remember the big picture of Arthur Treacher up on the wall?
No, I do not.
I wonder what... I'm sure it probably just ended up in the dumpster when they closed, but...
I'm sure.
You know, it's sad to me that things like that and those big pants that were out at Depot Sales, nobody knows what happened to those.
Yep. Yeah. I just thought I'd let you know.
No, hey, I thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in.
You have a good day.
All right, thank you. I think there's one in the bedroom back over there. If you want to go around that corner. Yeah. All right. Oh, okay. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, a place in North Main Street. That wasn't on Arthur Treacher's. That was Long John Silver's.
Well, right, I remember Long John's.
Carnivelli's Pizza.
What's that?
Where Carnivelli's Pizza's at now. That was Long John Silver's.
Right. Well, I think this gentleman was saying where the Family Dollar store is.
No, he was saying where the pizza shop was at.
Right down that hall there. Yeah. Hang a right.
There was never New Arthur Treacher's there.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to argue the point because I don't remember that, but I certainly know there was a Long John Silver's there.
Yeah, there was Long John Silver's there for years.
All right. Well, hey, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Yeah, and that's Carnivelli's, and last time I was over near Carnivelli's, I think Carnivelli's is closed up. I thought that's what happened, which is a shame. They used to have really good salad over there at Carnivelli's. Okay, go ahead, caller.
That picture on the wall of Arthur Treacher's.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Old Bag of Nails?
Down in Delaware?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the cover of the menu, they got a picture of a guy holding a fish there. Looks just like the Arthur Treacher's picture used to hang on the wall. He had his flat hat and his long coat.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I'll have to pay.
I think of that every time I go to Old Bag. I think Arthur Treacher's.
I'll have to pay more attention to that.
Oh, and Del Taco, it's being built. They poured the foundation last week, and probably ready to start putting the walls up.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You know, when did they? But they tore down USA Gold. What was it? Back in June or May or June, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wonder if they had any kind of... Does anybody know anything about Amato's? I just found out the other day that is still not open.
No, it's not open. I think they're probably short on help, too, like everybody else is.
Well, but I mean, this started 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, they for a while they couldn't do anything because the brewery wanted to move in, and the floor wasn't strong enough to hold the tank. So they had to get the floor firmed up to be able to do that. So, I don't know. Everything's on hold, I guess.
I guess. Just holding and waiting.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There is so much traffic in this studio this morning, you wouldn't believe. I think there was some kind of transportation service here. A guy just moseying around a moment ago. That was not fun. 740-383-9944. Okay. Go ahead, Adam. Mike's on now.
I just told him to use the back door.
Yeah. Make sure all those guys know that.
He didn't know.
They always knock, and then they come in here and wander around like, I need a ride. I don't need a ride.
They wanted to meet the interviewer to the stars. They wanted your autograph.
Well, they'll have to come after hours.
They're going to pay $10 for your autograph.
They have to come after hours for that. 740-383-9944. We're going to have to put a sign on the door that says, don't knock. Live radio show going on. 740-383-9944. 52 and a half minutes past the hour here. Talking about the old Arthur Treacher's. Del Taco, apparently. And now Adam's going to move furniture during the show. Holy moly. I might as well do this show in the middle of the street. I'm just going to go out in the street and do this show this morning.
No, the landlord just told me to check, make sure that the ducts are all working fine so the temperature is comfortable. It's 66.
Now, why in the world do we have the heat and the air conditioner on?
We shouldn't. I'll turn the ladder off. It shouldn't be on.
It wasn't me. All right. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Why can't that... what happened to Popeyes over here?
I think they just went under. You know, I think they had the same problem that Ponderosa out there by Meyer had, is that they have these big grand openings, and everybody comes in town in 2 days, and they don't have the manpower to support that. And then people get a bad experience, and they don't go back, and you go out of business when you don't have enough customers.
But do you know if they're doing anything to the Ponderosa building or what's going in there?
Well, last time I heard, I thought it was supposed to be a center for autism. But I have not seen, I mean, now they're doing work there as well, but other than that, I don't know.
It's a shame how all these new fancy restaurants that makes it down in, like, let's say, Columbus or a bigger city than what we are, and then they come here and they just flop.
Well, I think it's the same thing that happened to White Castle. I mean... When and Panda Express had this problem too. Now they seem to have survived it a little better, but when these new restaurants open, everybody goes the first week they're open. And you only have so much staff, and people are bound to have a bad experience because they're overwhelmed. They're not equipped for that kind of a business. And then people have a bad experience and they never go back. So by the time everything's thinned out, They're in bad shape.
Yeah, is it true that someone told me the first couple of years is like your hardest, like you'll be in like your in a debt, and then like your hard times, and then if you get through those first 2 years, you're golden.
Well, I always heard 5 years. I'm not sure if it's two or five, but I know that the first 2 to 5 years of any new business are going to be difficult. And it's always funny to me, people get all excited to open up a business, and then they're open for like 3 months, and there's no money coming in, and they flip out as if it was going to be a success right off the bat. I don't know how people expect that, but you just have to sustain for a certain amount of time, and then people get to know who you are, and people you become part of their routine. But that does take a while.
Yeah, would it be better like if you open a new company and like you go around and you like meet people, or you know, you send out flyers or something to like get to know the community?
Well, I think you can do as much advertising as you want. The problem is you've got to get part of people's routine, and there's no antidote for that other than time. You just have to be there, and it's going to take 2 to 5 years. A lot of people keep other jobs while they're opening up their place because, you know, they need to supplement their income while they're doing that. Now, maybe after 2 to 5 years, they got a good business going and they can drop the other job, but it does take time.
Now, like Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm sorry to keep asking you.
No, go ahead.
But like, let's say Buffalo Wild Wings or Applebee's, they got, or Ralphie's, they've got the alcohol. Would that be better to open a place with alcohol? Because a lot of people here in Marion and a lot of places, you know, in Ohio and probably the country, they tend to like to go to these places that got the alcohol and the, you know, the special drinks that they've got, you know. Is that better than opening, let's say at Denny's, you know, down the road here, or that they don't sell alcohol, you know, and all them special drinks? Would it be better to open an alcohol place like that where you can come in and eat and plus watch the games?
I know there's a lot of rigmarole that goes into selling alcohol in a restaurant, but to be honest with you, I think if you have good food, you have good food. I mean, you can open up a restaurant, and if you get people coming, then maybe you can look at an alcohol liquor license down the road, but I don't know that I really don't know if that helps or hurts. We have an awful lot of bars, and we already have places like Applebee's and Red Lobster and B-Dubs where you can get a drink. And the problem there is keeping your price on your drinks low enough and also finding a good bartender. So I think if you're selling food as well, you probably want to get the food right before you delve into the alcohol.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open. Any questions or anything you want to talk about, 740-383-9944. Getting a Facebook message here that First Consolidated does have a capital improvement levy, $1 million replacement, $1 million additional. Now, I wonder if that is for that fire station out on the corner of 98 and 95. It failed last time it was on the levy. I think it's failed more than once, but I don't think people understand that if you're beyond Kensington here in Marion, down by Perkins, your fire engines, your ambulances have to come from Caledonia, and that is a big problem. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you were talking about how long it's taken Red Rooster to the Del Taco to get open, but what about Red Rooster?
You know, a couple weeks.
Are we ever going to get any rooster?
I passed by that a couple weeks ago, and I have no idea what's going on at the old Red Rooster. I'm not even sure what the Red Rooster is supposed to be selling.
Well, they got a little menu out front that tells what their sides are, and then I guess it's chicken, but.
I don't know.
This sure is a long time coming, ain't it?
I guess we'll see how that one all shakes out. Is everybody going to run out to the Red Rooster? They're in kind of an odd location.
Well, I think it's cool. I mean, everything can't go on 95. I'd try it, but I just don't know forever. It just seems like it's been forever and a day here.
I think they all would like to go on 95. We'll see how it shakes out. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we might have time for one more call today. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp after this show today, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m. Live election coverage tomorrow night starting at 7:15 p.m. as we do every year. I think this will be our seventh or eighth year of doing that here on the station. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to talk to you. I certainly do appreciate all the participation this morning. That has been a lot of fun. And it's a great pleasure to talk to everybody. And we didn't give away one thing this morning. Not one prize, not one game show, not one giveaway. So you can still get the calls, just talking about interesting things, which hopefully we were interesting this morning. Now, I'm going to get on out of here today and talk to you again tomorrow morning. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Peter met me at the gate riding on a pony. I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the baloney. The other one said I had a dream too, and mine was a world beater. I also died and went to heaven. Welcome by St. Peter.